All right. So what we're going to talk about in this podcast is how to season your pixel, your Facebook pixel, right? So we want to really break down to, you know, how the different ways of thinking about this, right? Because a lot of people are like not winning on Facebook ads. They're thinking Facebook ads just don't work. They're just all these people on the internet, all these people using Facebook ads are just lying. They're just trying to get money from me, da, da, da. Well, let me just break this down to you really plain and simple so that you can understand how to get the benefit from this. Because look, if people wouldn't be wasting money on Facebook ads. I know people that spend thousands, I'm talking about $20,000-$30,000 on Facebook ads every single month, and they win. They return on investment. If they spend 20 grand, they're getting back like 100 grand. I mean, it really works. And I'm not saying you have to put that kind of money in. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is the fact that you need to know how to do this properly. And we're going to talk about this in this podcast. So this is going to be probably one of the biggest eye-opening knowledge bombs that gets dropped on people right now in today's, like, literally. The only thing missing on this is you can't see the video of me talking and showing you exactly how to do that. But I will eventually show you a way that you can learn all this for a very, very, very affordable way to do this. Not today at all, because I want to actually, I want to tell you and show you how to do this so you can get implementing this today. Without any kind of like training or anything paid, there's nothing. This podcast is a completely no cost. It's for you. It's for everybody to win, and I want to make sure everybody gets that. So, what I want to actually stress is too. There's organic ways to do this. Now, a lot of people will sit there and say, "There's no organic way to season my pixel." Da da da. Yeah, there is. There's a way to organically season your pixel and not spend a dime on Facebook ads. Not a dime on Facebook ads until you already have a custom audience, until you already have a lookalike audience. There is a way. And I guarantee you, I have done the split testing behind this to show how to do this and show what the proper procedure of doing this is. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of people may get it and some people may not just from a simple podcast, but I want to show, you know, talk to you about this. If you want to know how to do this, for one, it's going to take effort. Okay, nothing in life is handed to you for free. It takes effort if you want to succeed within whatever you're doing. In this case, we're talking about your Facebook ads, right? We're talking about Facebook. How do you spend money on Facebook and actually not waste money, actually get a return on your investment? Your ROAS is good. What is ROAS again? For everybody that doesn't know, it's return on ad spend. So when it comes down to it, you want to bet the best return on ad spend you can possibly get. Well, you need to know how to set that up to begin with. But first, you need to know, before you get into all the technical jargon and the technical stuff about Facebook ads, what you need to know, what you need to grasp. I want you to stop whatever you're doing right now. I don't care where you're at in the world. I don't care what you're doing right now. You need to heed these words right now if you ever want to make money on Facebook. You need to learn to season your pixel before you spend a single dime on Facebook. If you are doing anything low budget, or if you're doing anything that basically is bootstrap, if you're doing things and you don't have a lot of money to throw at something, you need to season your pixel for free, for no cost. Well, how do you do that? You put effort into it. You need to put in Facebook posts. You need to make YouTube videos. You need to make PDFs. Maybe if you have a website, you need to use your website. You need to use every single online asset that you own today, and things you don't even own that you can actually use as retargeting to build your pixel data up. Okay. Now, this is very simple to do. Very simple. Now, I use a tool that makes this very possible, makes it very, very simple to use, very simple to do. I haven't actually seen another tool that does this besides one that was very, very expensive. And I won't even mention that one, because honestly, I just don't want to get into that, because it's way too expensive for anybody to use. So for that matter, I use Marketer Magic, and it's a mini me link. It's a retargeting link. And what I do, if for say for instance, if I make a PDF that I think could help people, okay, so I've spent my hard-earned time, right? I spent my time making that PDF. I spent my time, you know, making the post for that PDF. I spent my time putting it on a, you know, and doing, you know, giving it to people, right? So if I put it in a link for people to get, right? If I put it in a URL for people to get, then I can put that inside of a mini me link, and then you put add my pixel to that, and then every time somebody clicks that, if they want that PDF, for instance, if they want that PDF, they're interested in learning more about that process, correct? So that's very simple to know that that is a valid person going into that pixel, correct? So when it goes to it, so now you're starting to see one aspect of this, right? You're starting to understand if you make a PDF about something, I don't care what it is. In this case, this was a PDF about chatbots. Okay, if somebody downloads that PDF because they obviously are not just going to download the PDF just to have the PDF so they can have it, they're interested in learning about that topic in that PDF. Now, everybody knows that you don't make just any kind of PDF. You make something that people want to read. They want to listen to. They want to understand more about, right? You don't just make a PDF and put a couple sentences on there. Make something that's valuable and put it out there. It takes effort. So, you know, in this case, I just made a PDF and I, you know, gave it away for free download. Like, here, you can have it. I don't care. This is for you. I want you to understand how to do this so that you can benefit yourself. Like this podcast right now that you're listening to, I want you to understand how to do this so you can benefit from it. Not to waste money, not to sit here and talk about myth, you know, some kind of myth on the internet that people are secretly making money on Facebook ads and they're doing this trick that nobody knows about. Well, I'm trying to give you some knowledge here. I'm trying to drop some information on you. I want you to listen. And hopefully get and understand that I'm here to help you, right? I don't care what everybody else is doing. I'm not responsible for that. I'm responsible for me as my own actions as a human being, as a person that cares about others, to give you the knowledge that you can possibly win with and you can grow from, right? So in the instance of making this PDF, you can make this PDF or whatever in Word document, right? Like everybody has Microsoft Word. You can make it in whatever you want to and then save it as a PDF, right? And you want to brand it certain ways so that nobody can copy your stuff and just start spreading out your own content. But again, when it comes down to it, you can give this PDF away. Simple like that. Put it in a URL link, put the URL link into a mini-me link, and then basically put that into make it a retargeting link inside of Mini-Me, and then, you know, therefore you're building your audience, your custom audience inside of Facebook Ads Manager, right? So that's one way to do it. The second way is if you have a website and you want to talk about your website, say you make a great article, say you make a great post on your website or a great page and you want to share it. We want to get our brand out there. We want to get our stuff out there, right? We want to talk about it. We want everybody to see it. Okay, so put that URL inside of a mini-me link as a retargeting link with that pixel attached to it so that everybody can go to your website, and when they do, they get pixeled. Now, I will say this though, on your website, you should have your pixel already inside of your website so that you should, if that's the case, then you should be fine anyway. You don't need to do that task, but not everybody understands how to put their pixel on their website perfectly fine. So, and this is very effective too. Like, say for instance, let's run this through and so you understand where I'm coming from with this. If you're running a social media marketing agency and you do not have control over that person's website, but you are running their Facebook ads, see what I'm getting at here? Then you can take their URL and put it in that mini-me link and incorporate their pixel into that mini-me link and then disperse that on the internet, literally make a post, put it on the internet, and then the more people click it, the better your audience gets and the better you get. And you have no control over that URL. You have no control over that particular website. Oh, by the way, if you have a relative link or if you have a relative a website that could be in the same niche, It could be like, say, for instance, there's several people that I teach chatbots. I teach SEO. I teach a lot of things. But there's just in the instance of my chatbot website, there's other people that are really, really great at teaching chatbots, right? They're really great at it. So why wouldn't I take that in advantage, take advantage of that, right? So why wouldn't I take their same content? Like, there's a great post on MiniChat's blog post, for instance, right? MiniChat's blog post, they have really great blog posts sometimes about how to do things. Why wouldn't I take that very URL, put it in a Mini-Me link, add my pixel to it, and give that on the internet to everybody to say, here's a great post about how to do X, Y, and Z that you can actually implement today for free. No, there's no worries. And then it's the same, it's relative to my exact audience that I want to gain access to, right? It's relative to the same audience. So I'm seasoning my pixel. I'm getting that information from them. I don't even own that URL. I don't own the content. I don't own anything about it. But oh, by the way, I'm using it to help others. So they don't care. MiniChat doesn't care because I'm still helping people. I'm still driving their brand. So why can't I benefit from it as well? Yeah, you can. There's many different atmospheres like that. For that matter, you can use some of my stuff. It doesn't matter. I mean, but the thing about it is there's two ways to do it right there. The third way is simply just like if you have a podcast, for instance, like this podcast right here, you can make that into a URL link. And then, again, everybody who's interested inside of your brand, just make sure you're targeting that correctly, because some people that listen to podcasts may not care about, certain things. Like, I wouldn't target my chatbot audience with this podcast because the simple fact of they may not care about chatbots. Some people may and some people might not, right? But some people might not care. Some people are just here to understand more about Facebook ads right now and this particular podcast right here. Or they could be just a simple follower of mine that cares to listen to real solid information about digital marketing, and then they need to be targeted different. So be careful with that one. But I will say that you can do that, right? And there's tons of things like YouTube videos. Let's talk about YouTube videos. If you make any YouTube videos, you can put that YouTube video inside of a Mini-Me link and retarget that with your pixel, because a lot of people, there's been a big, big thing about people wanting to know how do you add your pixel to YouTube link, because a YouTube video, because YouTube gets an extreme amount of traffic, right? Now, it gets a lot of traffic if you do your videos right, but the same thing is everybody's always wanting to know how to add your Facebook pixel to YouTube videos. Well, that's the way to do it, through Mini-Me. Again, Marketer Magic's Mini-Me link shortener. All you do is literally take the URL, put it in there, select your pixel after you've added your pixels in there, make the link, make the name of the link shortener, and then post it wherever. Post it on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, wherever you want to. Build your pixel up just like that, right? And by the way, you're getting a double win with that one, because you're going to get people that like your videos, you're going to get people that are subscribers to your videos, you're going to get people that are, so you're kind of getting a double win right there, because you're building your audience, right? You're building your Facebook audience, your Facebook Ads Manager audience, right? Your pixel audience, and you're building your audience for your YouTube channel, right? So it's like a double win. You just get so much more from it. And so there's a lot of different ways. If you think about this, I hope by now, just me mentioning those three things, those four things, because there's actually a lot more that you can do with this. I'm just mentioning those four things, giving you four topics to talk about, four things to open your mind to expand it and talk about this. Now, there's a lot more you can do with this stuff, but let's talk about the implementation of this, right? That if you do what I just said and you do it properly, like let's take, for instance, my last 2 months, okay? I did this on a brand new pixel. I like I said, I test everything I do to make sure that I'm not just giving you, false information or theory of operation. I'm giving you tried and true, what works 100%, no BS, oh, by the way, what does it take, information, so that you can win, okay? So I want the same thing. when I was coming up, I wanted somebody to tell me, how do I do this right here? Not this. I want to know exactly what did you do to win? Because I want the same thing, right? There's enough in this world that we can all be abundantly successful. We don't need to keep this one little thing to ourselves, because the better I get and I spread that to you, the better you get, the better I get, the better we all get. We all keep growing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. We get better. So before I get on this big rant about how we can all improve, because I'm such a positive driven person, I just want to make sure that I'll get on like a big long rant about that. So point of it is, okay, in the 2 months that I did this, this test, right? This literally, I did a split test to see if this would work. And yes, it works 100%. Both months, I have gotten a total of 4,400 page views on my Pixel, 4,400 people inside of my Pixel, so that I can make a custom, that is the custom audience. I can make a custom audience. I can make a look-alike audience for that matter, and then target the look-alike audience, right? I can target the look-alike audience when I start running Facebook ads for this particular brand, for this particular audience, right? So before I spend a single dollar on my Facebook ads, I have the data to understand what it takes to win. I understand how to save money. Now, you may not think you have the time to do this, but let me explain to you that you don't have the resources to sit here and blow money on Facebook ads to guess at your audience either, because I see and I fix people's problems all the time that they implemented their Pixel wrong, or they had it on the wrong URL, or they didn't even do certain things that are really valuable when it comes to understanding your Pixel, or they split their Pixel four different ways, so they have no idea where if this was a good audience or a bad audience or whatever. So you almost have to start over. So I'm here to tell you that if you feel like you don't have time to do this, I feel like you do. If you don't do this, you don't have time to run Facebook ads at all. Okay, unless you just have tons of money, and for that case, you may not even be listening to this podcast, because again, I'm one of those people that build from ground floor up. I build from zero to successful business. That's what I do. That is what I do. That is 100% where I am and who I am solely. I'm the person that people turn to when stuff doesn't work. That's me. The two things that I've been good at in my whole life is fixing problems and adding value, right? And I enjoy teaching people, right? So, but fixing problems is the number one thing that and I just, for some odd reason, I'm really, really good at that. I've had a hard life and I know how to fix problems. So I do that now, and but I do it in much more positive light, and I help people. So I'm giving you this information to guide you and to help you understand how Facebook ads are, and help you understand how you can grow your Facebook ads, your custom audience, without even spending a single dollar on Facebook ads. And then when you do spend that money on Facebook ads, you can automatically get a better ROAS or start to. You can almost skip a couple months of wasted money, because you have the tools you need to understand your audience. You understand the data. You understand what you're doing. Like at that point in time, it's probably not your audience. It's probably your ad copy. If you have bad ad copy, okay, fix it. If you have a bad landing page, you have a bad product, okay, fix it. Okay, but you can easily fix these things if you understand them. And the way to start out is to grow that Facebook Pixel audience with the cheapest as possible, right? The cheapest as possible. So I would much rather spend $40 a month on a software that teaches me how to do this and that I can use this than I would, waste thousands of dollars on Facebook ads that month and not even understand my audience because the person that I hired to do it didn't do it right. Or I didn't do it right because I didn't understand that one little detail that, oh, by the way, was a jaw dropper when I found out, right? We've all been there. I've been there. If you're one of those people that have learned this lesson the hard way, you know what I'm talking about too. Nobody in their right mind has ever started running Facebook ads and hasn't messed up. We all mess up every day. But the point of this podcast is to teach you how not to mess up, how to win, how to be better how to be successful. That's what you want, right? That's what we all want. So I really do hope that somebody, this reaches somebody that needed it, right? The sole reason I do this podcast is not for money. It's not for anything. It's merely to help guide people into the right direction, give them the tools they need, give them the influence, open their eyes, make them think about things a different way, just give them an open opportunity to literally just have what they want. You know, success can be, like, if you put in the time, success can be whenever you want it to be. It's just a matter of time. So with all this said, I hope you really, really enjoyed that, and hope you got a lot out of that. I really wanted to get that off my chest and help people, because when I do something and I, you know, I get the test results and I come back and I'm like, oh, this was a win, this is very successful, then I'm so eager to share it with people. As much as that sounds like it's like a reverse of what it should be, I should just go ahead and do it myself. I have done it myself. I don't need to do it again. And I have done it for my clients. I don't need to do it again. I'm still going to do the same process, whether you choose to do this or not. I'm going to do this because I know it works. And others that know me and that trust me are going to do this because they know it works. So I really do hope this kind of opened your eyes and at least gave you a better perspective of how to do Facebook ads, and know that they're not just some fluke thing. They do work, okay? Advertising works. No matter if it's on Facebook, Google, or whatever you're advertising on, it could be Quora. You can advertise just about anywhere, but you need to understand that there's rules to the game. So play by the rules and save money. Why not? So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this. I'll see you guys on the next one. And as always, learn, implement, succeed, be legendary. We'll see you guys around.